one of our members up here with us. Brother Hancock. You all look him over. The Bible said, live at peace with all men as far as possible. And sometimes it goes beyond that. So. Today we rejoice, and I said two or three different ones. I thought this morning when Brother Jones was preaching, I thought of the verse in Hebrews that said, and he being dead yet speaketh. And I was thinking about Brother V.A. Turner. When Brother Tim was preaching yesterday, I thought about the same thing and was reminded again today when Brother Titus was talking about being saved. Both Tituses under his ministry. Being dead yet speaketh.
Amen.
And of course, an old Brother Bill Sinek preaches. I don't know who in the world he acts like. Do you? But I tell you one thing, he's not dead yet. And y'all pray for us, and we'll try to preach tonight. The brethren have been talking about there got to be one dud, at least one dud in this bunch. So I really hope God gives me power to preach. And that'll take care of that. All right. Appreciate each one that's come tonight, and we was coming up here Monday, or at least we'd left home, and I have a terrible time of sighing when I get tired, you know, just you'd think I was about to die. And my wife said, are you sleepy? We was driving along. I said, no, I'm tired. And she said, how in the world? What keeps making you do it? And I said, well, there's two reasons. One of them is for Christ. The other is, my brethren are looking for me.
Amen.
And I'm going to keep up as long as I can.
Amen.
By the help of the Lord. Open your Bibles with us now. And I hope that God will help me to bring this message. I believe it's a real needy message. Brother Jones closed his message today with, we ought to thank God. He said, let us thank God. We want to speak to you about that tonight. Giving thanks unto God.
Amen.
Or we could think of it a little differently from that, because we're reading from the book of 1 and 2 Thessalonians. Of course, the Apostle Paul writing to the church of the Thessalonians. Now, every one of us here, of course, that's saved, and maybe most of you have just been a members of one church, but there's several of us that have been members of different churches through the years. And when I preach this at our church, I ask each one of them, if you were going to write something either to or about the church of which you are a member or have been a member, what would you say? The Lord's let me pastor several churches, or at least be with them a while. And there's only one of those churches that I'd have a hard time of remembering any good thing to say. However, there were two families, two brothers and their wives, that still the memory of them in my own heart is still precious. And I want us to think about this. I want to read four different texts tonight, and then go back and pick each one of them up and see what the Holy Spirit was saying. And I hope God gets a hold of us again.
Amen.
Some more. And still continues to do so. Because what we feel that God is going to say to us tonight is of all importance. And it'll mean the blessings of God upon each of our churches, or it'll mean even more of the withdrawal of the Spirit of God, one of the two. That seems to have been also one of the themes of the conference, as well as the blessed Lord and Savior, and that is power. So in verse 2 now of chapter 1, and we're just going to read these statements and then go back and pick up what we believe the Lord would have us to see. Verse 2 of 1 Thessalonians, verse 1 tells us who's doing the writing and to whom they are writing. And he said, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering." I'm going to stop right there. Remembering. Because he's going to go ahead and tell us that for which he could give thanks to the church and the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica. Remembering. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, he said, "For this cause," you see there's a cause, "for this cause also thank we God without ceasing." And then he begins to relate the cause. And we'll go back and pick that up. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3, he said, "We are bound to thank God." We need to watch who gets the thanks, don't we? We are bound to thank God. For you, brethren. In verse 13 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he says again, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you." So that gets us on the right track. But God be thanked. Nobody deserves any thanks except God. Now, we recognize that in all of these verses, of course, as was stated today, that when you thank God, if you know the Trinity, you thank Jesus Christ. And so, when we think of this now, I want you to think about your church you're a member of. I want we pastors to think about the church we're pastors of. Sometimes, and it's been mine, and I've asked God to forgive me and to help me, sometimes we get too busy skinning that we forget to feed and to exhort. Sometimes people won't let us be thankful unto God for them. There are members of Baptist churches that you just can't be thankful to God for because God didn't have anything to do with it.
Amen, brother.
Now think about it.
Amen.
If God doesn't have anything to do with the thing, you can't thank him for it.
Amen.
All right, now. Let's go back now. Just go back with me to the first text that we read. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Isn't it easy to pray for folks you can be thankful for? Now here's what, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. He's talking to his church. He's talking to a church. He's talking about a church that's made up of baptized believers, as we've heard today. Amen. And so he says, and there's a double truth in that verse, in verse 4. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Now, not only are individuals the elect of God, but the church is the elect of God.
Amen.
And it has been said, and I repeat it tonight, that true Baptist church members are the elect of the elect.
Amen. Amen.
They're not only chosen out of the world, but they're also chosen to make up the membership of his church. I'm talking about in reality now. Now, occasionally, and if you don't qualify tonight, you kind of slipped in some way or other. I mean that. If you don't fill this bill tonight that we're fixing to tell you about, that the Spirit of God through Paul, thank God for the church at Thessalonica, if this is not true in your life, we're not going to thank God for you. You know, we have Baptists down our way. I have some of them in the churches that almost despise the doctrine of election. When I preached this, I told them I wasn't talking to them. I mean that. Wasn't talking to them at all. Neither was God. Kind of like the fellow praying, and he didn't pray loud enough so anybody could hear him. Somebody said to him, said, "Brother, I wish you'd pray a little louder. I couldn't hear you." Said, "I wasn't praying to you." And so this is the way it is. Now, if you're not an elect tonight, there's no way in the world to thank God for you. Is that right? No, not. Because he said, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. This is what he remembered about them. That they were the chosen of God. Individually and as a church. You know, I'm amused tonight when I hear some of my brethren preach and they'll fight the doctrine of election, and in the same breath they'll say Jesus Christ prayed all night and chose out of his disciples the First Baptist Church. Now, coming out of one side of the mouth they preach election, and now the other side they deny it. The Church of the Living God, a New Testament Baptist Church, is the Lord's choice.
Amen.
He chose people out of this world,
amen,
saved them by his grace, and added them unto the church. And we'll show you more of that as we go along.
Amen.
But we're talking about what to be thankful for. I'm thankful to God tonight for brothers and sisters in Christ in the churches, in the church that I'm pastor of, and in this church tonight, and the churches that are represented here, that with love and thankfulness to God, that they believe in election, and you don't have any trouble with them at all.
Amen.
You can be thankful for it.
Amen.
All right, notice again now. Because we thank God for you, because our gospel came not into you in word only, but also in power.
Amen.
And in the Holy Ghost. Aren't you thankful tonight that there are members of our churches, when you get to talking about being born again,
And you get to talking about the power of the gospel, that you can identify with them. And they can identify with you. And you can be thankful for every one of them. Because that'll change the whole thing. Gospel came to you not in word only, but in power. And in the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. And in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Now, note again, we're talking about how to be thankful and who to be thankful for. And to whom we should be thankful. If the doctrine of election is so, we thank God for electing. If people are saved by the power of God, we thank God for the power of God. If God gave us the gospel, we thank God for the gospel. And those to whom the gospel has been effectual to, we thank God for it. You see, don't thank anybody. Thank God. All right, now, is that all? No. No, that's not all. And, you see, he's going to continue his thought. We thank God for every remembrance. When we remember you, he said, this is what we remember about you. And brother, from the standpoint of a pastor, verse 6 here is mighty easy to be thankful for.
Amen.
And ye became followers of us.
Amen.
And of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't confuse that and get it backwards. Said we became followers of the Lord and our pastor. No, that's not what it said. Ye became followers of us.
Amen.
And in doing so, ye became followers of the Lord.
Amen.
And we thank God for you because that's God's work.
Amen. Come on.
I'm not going to thank God for anybody who won't follow because God don't have anything to do with it.
That's right.
If you won't follow your pastor, God doesn't have anything to do with it. It's of your own making and your own doing. And it puts a doubt on whether or not that the Spirit of God has ever come to you in power.
Amen.
And I'm going to doubt your salvation.
Amen.
That's what I told our people. Now that's not blessing them out. That's just telling them how to be I'm thankful. See that? You became followers of us. And you and the Lord. That's the way God has ordained it, and that's the way it is.
Amen.
A man or woman, boy or girl, cannot follow the Lord Jesus Christ and rebel at the leadership of the pastor.
Amen.
You put that down. Brother Arden, you say put it in pipe and smoke it, but a lot of folks don't believe in smoking, so don't smoke it. Just put it in your heart.
Amen.
Put it in your heart. That's the way it is. So, that ye were examples, aren't you thankful, brethren, for the members of your church that are Christian examples?
Amen.
Aren't you members of churches that have fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord and in the church that are examples? That they set forth what your church believes and what your church is trying to do? And the great work of God's grace in their life. And they're good examples. And you can thank God for them.
Amen.
Because he's the one that made them.
Amen.
See that? We thank God. All right, not only is that so, but they received the word of God. They're in verse 6. Now there's a whole lot of difference in hearing the word and receiving it.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
There's a whole lot of difference tonight in knowing what the Word of God says because that you've heard it preached and it being a part of your life. And ye received the Word of God. You know what? The one main thing that every pastor on the sound of my voice tonight is thankful for is when he can see that his people is receiving the Word of God.
Amen.
They're receiving the Word of God. Who are you going to thank for that? God.
Amen.
Because God's the one that gave the word. God's the one that opened the heart of that individual. God's the one that brought the church together. God's the one that gave the church the pastor. God's the one that gave the church the word. And when it begins to be preached, and the people of God begin to hear it, receive it, and obey it, you can be thankful for. All right, now there's something else. Received the word in much affliction. Nowhere in the Bible did God ever promise any Baptist that everything will be okay if you receive the word of God. No place. Now there'd be joy in your heart, because that's the way you receive the word of God. And the best way tonight for each of us to take a self-examination of whether or not that we receive the word of God is find out if we grumble about it or happy about it. Receive the word of God in much affliction and in the joy of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. All right? And you became examples to all that believe in Macedonia. Isn't that what every member of every Baptist church ought to be? Examples. I believe what our brother Mitchell Smith preached the other night about the church being the teaching institution of our Lord. I believe that. But I tell you what, the one great outstanding way for that to really take hold and be a blessed thing is that one member starts out here, hears the word of God, receives it, and believes it, and then as new members come in, they show by example, by precept, and by the word of God, and they do the teaching.
Amen.
Much honor.
Amen, brother.
It is almost the next thing to impossible for a pastor to indoctrinate his church if about half the members don't believe it.
Amen, brother.
I tell you, you can get one bad apple or one bad Baptist, whichever you want. And I tell you what, they'll be as quiet as a church mouse if it's about 10 or 15 men. Every time a pastor said ought to do this and get about 15 motions and second all at once, that individual that opposes everything will stay as quiet as a church mouse. And it won't be long until they may be falling in line if they believe the Lord.
Amen.
We thank God, he said. Thank God. I do. I thank God. All right, now look. And then, not only is that so, but he thanked God for them because they sounded out the word of the Lord. That's missionary work. He was thankful for them. Thankful for them. Isn't it terrible today that when church has a little money and you try and spend it for missions, that some people feel like sometimes that you're getting in their own pocketbook. Oh, it hurts them so badly. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord. And he said, I thank God for you. Aren't you thankful for the membership brethren of your church that love to do missions?
Amen.
That love to support missionaries? That love to have... You know what a missionary is to a lot of Baptists? So they home sponge off of us a while. I heard Baptists say that. They're here to beg a little. Haven't you heard that? Now there may be some of that type in the world, but you don't have to be thankful for them. But the thing of it tonight, men who have been called of God and are trying to carry out the call of God in their life, what a great thing that it is. And missionaries, I've heard them say it concerning different churches. We really thank God. I talked to a boy just last week, called me, missionary in France, and he was thanking God for the support that the church that we try to pastor had given him. Said it really is an encouragement to us. Now, what was he doing? He was carrying out this very thing right here. We thank God. We thank God. And how that the word of God sounded out. And then on down in verse 9, and we're just going to kind of touch on these here as we go by them. For they themselves show of us what mannering of entering in we had unto you. And that's always shows. Whatever our church is today, whatever your brethren church is today, it shows the whole world and shows one another the kind of entering in that you have with them. It really does. And how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and the true God. Amen. Can't you thank God for people like that?
Amen.
How they turn from idols to serve the living and the true God.
Amen.
Not only is that so, but listen at the last verse. And to wait for His Son from heaven. So, aren't you thankful tonight for a people, whether it be the entire church or whether it be members of a Baptist church, whose hearts are thrilled with the expectancy of the coming of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
And while they're waiting for Him, they're busy enjoying the Word of God,
Amen.
Sounding out the gospel.
Amen.
They are not sitting around doing nothing, but they're busy for the Lord.
Amen.
So he said, we thank God.
Amen.
We thank God. All right, let's go on to the second one now. So we praise for them. But let's look at the second thing that he has to say here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and in verse 12. That ye, that's the church, would walk worthy of God. Isn't that the desire of every God-called man today?
Amen.
That ye would walk worthy of God. Not that we can be worthy, but that we walk worthy. In other words, our profession and our life, the profession of faith that we have in the Lord, that our walk will be equal to our confession and profession. Talk about being a new creature in Christ, and then we live like one. Talk about being a child of God, and then we get to looking like God and talking like God and acting like God.
Amen.
This dear old brother said, who hath called you unto His kingdom and glory. Somewhere I get the feeling that the Apostle Paul believed in an effectual call.
Amen.
Who called you unto His kingdom and glory. Now then, listen at Him. For this cause also thank we God. For this cause. What cause, Paul? Well, the ones that he had just mentioned. And then he said, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because. And he's going to tell us. When ye received the word of God, notice what he said, which ye heard of us, and he puts receiving before he talked about hearing. They received it. That's when you hear the word of God. I mean, really hear it. You receive it. And he's thanking God now. How did they receive the word of God? I tell you, all we got to do tonight is just think for just a minute. Don't you believe that God has spoken to us this week?
Amen.
I mean, in His conference, our brethren have preached the word of God. Didn't God speak?
Amen.
All right, now look what He said. For all this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe.
Amen.
I don't thank God for any Baptist church member that said, that's old Brother Clark's idea about things. How in the world are you going to thank God for them? But those that said, hey, did God speak to us this morning through our pastor?
Brother, you perk up and you begin to get thankful.
Amen.
They didn't see when Paul preached and taught the word of God to them, they didn't see Paul. They saw God.
Amen.
And the word of God, when it came to them and was preached to them,
Amen.
They received it not as the word of men,
Amen.
But as the word of God.
Amen.
That's what's lacking in our Baptist churches today.
Amen. Amen.
But I am thankful that there's still a few people like that.
Amen.
Yeah, there are. There's still a few. God passes them around. I'm glad he didn't give them all to one church too, aren't you?
Amen.
He gives us all, a few of them. That they listen, they actually believe that that's the way God speaks to them. Now look what happened to them. For ye, brethren, became followers of churches, the churches of God, which are in Judea, that are in Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, for ye also have suffered like things for your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. I'm thankful tonight for Baptist people that want to be like Baptists were when the Lord started his Baptist people.
Amen.
And ye became followers of the churches.
Amen.
Now we have in our country, here in Michigan, in Paducah, Kentucky, we have churches with Baptist name on them, but they're not like the Baptist churches that are in the Bible.
Amen.
And I don't thank God for, I don't even appreciate them. Do you? So, well, I'm glad to hear. Well, I'm not. Because they've given me fits in Paducah. And I can't thank God for them. But I do thank God for the membership of the Faith Baptist Church in spite of all of the appeals, in spite of all of the traps, in spite of all of the hypocrisy, that there are few people tonight that still want to be a church like Jesus built. I thank God for those people. Because God's to be thanked. You know who makes Baptists? God does. Made the first one, didn't he? I mean, he went to a whole lot of trouble to make him too. Made the first one. And I tell you what, he'll make the last one too. So, how in the world are you going to be thankful for half Baptist and half Protestant? How in the world are you going to be thankful that there's all of this heresy in the world, and to get a little bit about the Lord, you got to hear all of that heresy to get around? How are you going to be thankful for that? I'm not.
Amen. Amen, brother.
But I do thank God tonight for those who are followers of the churches
Amen.
Of our Lord. It's been quoted several times. But when Jesus Christ said in Matthew 16 and 18, upon this rock I'll build my church, that is literally actually my kind of church, and the gates of hell is not going to destroy my kind of church. And the only way that's for sure is that God will see to it, so let's just thank him for it.
Amen.
See, thank God for it. Now he has ways of doing it, and we'll get to that in a little while. And then Brother Dempsey will preach to us. But let's go again now. And you can take these and my study them, and they'll be a real blessing to you. Let's go to the second letter now that the Spirit of God through Paul wrote to the people at Thessalonica. And again in verse 1 he tells us that it's under the church there. And then in verse 3 he said, and I like this, we're bound to thank God always for you. We're bound to do it. We're bound to do it. Brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly.
Amen.
Now this faith that he's talking about here wasn't saving faith. It's included in it. But your faith in Jesus Christ to save you doesn't grow. I mean, just takes enough to save you when you completely trust him. But the faith that God gives, that is the body of revealed truths, it starts with the salvation of our souls. And then as people hear the word of God, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and the other things that he said. And he thanked God that the church and their faith was growing exceedingly.
Amen.
Who's to be thanked except God? You see that truth? We thank God.
Amen.
We're bound to thank God, he said.
Amen.
Bound to.
That's right.
Brother, I like that. We sing, we're bound for the promised land, don't we?
Right.
Bound for the promised land. I mean, it's a reality because God is the one that's taking us there. And we're bound to give thanks always. I like that too. I like that always there. Because I've been terribly disappointed sometimes, haven't you?
Amen.
Well, we got some new members. And you talk about being on fire. And then about a month or two went out. No more flame, no more fire. But here was a people that started out by the power of the gospel, trusted Christ. And then as the word of God was preached to them, they received it as of God, and they grew exceedingly. Did you know that's the way a Baptist church grows?
Amen.
There never comes a time when a Baptist church oughtn't be in a growing stage. I'm not necessarily talking about in membership, and that's good too. But I'm talking about in faith. Growing in faith. Growing in faith.
Amen.
Brother, it's a joy to my heart when I read something in the Word of God or hear some of my brethren preach it, and then I can take it to the church and preach it to them, and it's a blessing to me. Said, boy, I saw that. I never saw that before in my life. They're growing.
Amen. Amen. Amen, brother.
And you can thank God for that kind of people.
Amen.
But those that sit around, yawn, get bored, you know, you have a little trouble being thankful. Your faith groweth. Isn't it wonderful tonight to see people's faith growing?
Amen.
Faith growing. I tell you, Brother Titus mentioned the other night about the member of our church that has been mentally sick now. But I tell you, I've took the word of God. She was raised in Washington State. Didn't know what a Baptist church was until she married. I don't suppose she ever did. But brother, I've seen her take the word of God, and I'd preach the word of God. And you know what she did one day? She got convicted because she was breaking Deuteronomy 22:5.
Amen.
And she just walked right up before the church and said, I want to confess that I have been convicted and I'm going to quit it. And I went to see her the other day, and she was, as far as being sick is concerned, and I told her and tried to encourage her that I've appreciated as you have received the word of God, and I trust that God will help you mentally to where again that you can rejoice in the teachings of the word of God. She said, I meant that day that I came before the church, and I've never disobeyed it, never gone back on it.
Amen.
Now, there's a lot of people that's not supposed to be mentally sick that don't ever progress that much.
Amen.
And that's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
But it's the truth, is it not? You preach and teach the word of God. Some of the greatest encouragement. One of the greatest encouragements that I ever had when I was pastor over at Grace. Old blind brother. Some of you remember him. Brother Darrington. And I tell you, when I'd just about run out of soap, I could look over there and old Brother Darrington's lips would be moving, big old tears running out of those blinded eyes. He'd point out his heart to God for his preacher. People with two good eyes a lot of times would turn me off, but he turned me on. That's what, I thank God for that old brother. See, that's what I'm saying.
And we need to take a look at ourselves, and we need to take a look at the membership of our church to see who we can be thankful for and who we can't.
Amen.
So I said, oh, you oughtn't do that. Why? Why oughtn't we do that? Because we're expected to do something and be something and act like something, aren't we?
Amen.
And brother, I want Faith Baptist Church in Lonoke, Kentucky to know who it is that we can depend on and who we cannot depend on. And I want them to know it. Because I already know it.
Amen, brother.
I already know. And I want them to know who will listen to the Word of God and who won't listen to the Word of God. Growing in faith. Bound to give thanks to God because He's the one that does it. That your faith groweth exceedingly. Now look. And the charity of every one of you toward each other aboundeth. You know who it is that says your church is cold and can't have any fellowship in it? Those that get there late and leave early.
Amen. That's right.
You have a little gathering of some guy and they wouldn't come. I mean, they'd strip a gear if they came. And yet they're always talking about you can't never get acquainted with the membership of the church. But thank God there are some. When you say we're going to have a fellowship dinner, or we're going to have prayer meeting, or whatever we're going to have, thank God there are some. You just want to look for them, they'll be there.
Amen. Amen.
And that's the kind you thank God for now. Amen. Be honest.
Amen.
Brother, I quit. Of course, I'm a little older than most of you, but I don't make any bones about that anymore. Because I ain't going nowhere anyhow. Only to heaven in a few more years. And I believe that we ought to take a look and see if we can thank God. Now, we pray for a lot of people we can't thank God for, don't we? We pray for the backsliders. We pray for old brother so-and-so who's so cold. But we don't get overjoyed when we start thanking God for him. We just pray for him. God will build a fire on him, warm him up. Or Sister Josie or whoever it might be. But we don't thank God for him. We just pray that God will fire him up where we can get thankful for him. Isn't that the truth?
Amen.
And Paul is telling us this. Now listen. That your faith, your charity aboundeth toward one another. It's sad that members of Baptist churches don't love one another.
Amen.
But a lot of them don't. And thank God again, there's some of them that do.
Amen.
So I tell you what, brethren, when this conference is over, let's go back home and thank God for those that are an encouragement to us. And thank God, and when we pray for those who are not, we can pray for them that God will deal with their hearts and do for them what He's done for the people that we are thankful for, and then they can get in a condition and we can get everybody and just thank God for one another. These big old preachers up here today, you know, look like a bunch of, I don't know what, throwing arms around one another and saying, we thank God for you. There's some reasons for that. And they weren't accidental reason, they were deliberate.
Amen.
We thank God. You see that? All right, let's go now to the second chapter. And this will be a little bit lengthy. In verse 1 of chapter 2 it says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by word or spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. So here we find Paul writing to that church about the coming of Christ. And he said, we don't want you to be shaken. We don't want you to be upset. You know, this thing of a date for Christ to come, it's been been said a lot of times.
And even here, somebody had written a letter to the church of the Thessalonians and had tried to deceive them concerning the coming of Christ. Paul said, don't be deceived by that, by spirit. And that spirit is with a little s. Nor by word, that is anything anybody will say, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. Isn't that wonderful? You have people in your churches that can't be deceived. They got too good a hold on the scriptures.
Amen.
All right, now look. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, friends, he's talking here, as you well know, about the coming and the rising up of the Antichrist. Now, we need to watch today. Many Antichrists are already going out in the world. You have today, the world is full of anti-church people.
Amen.
They're full of anti-rapture people. They're full of experimental salvation people. When the world's full of it. The world is full, and Baptist churches are full, that believe all there is to salvation is making up your mind by yourself and walking down the aisle and joining church, making a profession. That's all there is to salvation. That's what Jerry Asbury said, the Lord saved him, and then he knew different. Now listen, we're going to get down to the last thoughts that we want to bring you, but I want you to see this. That man of sin be revealed. He's going to be revealed. Hadn't been revealed yet, son of perdition. Who opposeth? Now look at this. Look at this spirit of opposing. One of the brethren today is talking about a member of the church where he's a pastor of, said he opposes everything. That's Antichrist. That's what it is, Antichrist. Some brother or sister get in the church and they'll oppose everything. They oppose the leadership of the pastor. They oppose the doctrines of God's word. They just oppose. They're born, as old saying is, in an objective case and a kickative mood. And they carry that out all of the days of their life. Now look what he said here. That day's coming. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Tonight that we begin to remember what we've been told.
Amen.
Through the years, what our Baptist brethren that have fought the battles and our old brethren that have gone on to glory, what they told us. Don't you think it's about time we remembered it? And you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work.
Amen.
That's in Paul's day. If it was at work in Paul's day, under heaven, what is it tonight? The mystery of lawlessness. Isn't that what's giving us trouble tonight? Mystery of lawlessness. So to get around the doctrine of the law of the Word of God in many Baptist churches and many pulpits is ringing out today that the law has no more purpose. And the reason that it is preached, because if there's no law, there's no sin, and people are loose to do anything under God's heaven they want to.
Amen.
I want to tell you, the law is still in effect.
Amen.
It's still in effect, and the grace of God didn't put a stop to it. The grace of God reveals a love for the law of God and a love for obedience to God.
Amen.
But he said, I want you to know before Christ comes that there's going to be a sweeping of lawlessness in religious ranks. And brethren, you and I have lived to see it. But we're going to find something to thank God for here in a minute. For the mystery of iniquity, lawlessness, doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. There's something doing a little constraining around here, you see?
Amen.
Only he that doth let will let, until he be took out of the way. Until he quits restraint. I believe that's the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
And I believe that in 1985 that we're living and seeing the fact that the Holy Spirit of God is permitting a lot of things to happen that he didn't 20 or 30 years ago.
Amen.
Only he that doth let will let. But things are not out of control, I'll tell you that.
Amen.
Until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. I sure want to be on that side when that takes place, don't you? And with the brightness of his coming. And I'm not going to talk about that because I want you to notice the rest of this. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. People say, I know certain things happen, I saw it. There's certain things as lying wonders. I mean, wonders thing, but they're lying wonders. They're not of God. See? And with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. I believe we're living in that day. I believe there's more lies told in Baptist churches or in religious ranks today. There's more lies told than there is on the swapping ring somewhere. They lie on God. They lie on the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now God said it's going to be like that, and I'm going to send strong delusion among the people. Friend, we're there tonight.
Amen.
They all might be damned who believe not the truth. Get that. Who believe not the truth. It is dangerous tonight to be exposed to the truth and not believe it.
Amen.
And it is called unbelief in the Word of God.
Amen.
And when we read a verse of Scripture or preach a verse of Scripture, and a person doesn't believe it, that's unbelief. And God doesn't let his people rest in unbelief.
Amen.
The children of Israel wandered 40 years. They didn't march, they wandered.
Amen.
I mean, they went in circles. God fed them, God clothed them, but as far as spiritual blessings were concerned, they didn't have any. Because they were living in unbelief. And God swore in his rest that an individual could not enter into God's rest in unbelief. And many times that saved Baptist that he's talking about. There's more miserable Baptists in the world tonight and more miserable Baptists in our churches tonight than there ever were in the history of Baptists because they will not believe what's preached. And so it brings them unrest. Miserable at home, they're miserable at church, they're miserable at work.
Amen.
Because God isn't going to give anybody rest that don't believe it.
Right.
So boy, I'm happy. If you're happy tonight in rejecting the Word of God and rejecting the things that I've just kind of put before you tonight, if you're happy in rejecting the orders of God, the order of God, the word of God, the teachings of God, and you're happy in it, you'll never have any rest.
Amen.
Never have any rest.
Amen.
Now, there's another people here that I want you to know is hurting. But we're bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren. Everybody's not going that way. And there's a cause. You know what the cause is? God.
Amen.
Somebody said the whole world's going to hell. No, it isn't.
Amen.
The whole world's not going to hell. And here's the reason why. We're bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation.
Amen.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that strange? Some people get mad when you read that, and others want to shout hallelujah, praise God, been chosen. What's the difference? The difference is the fellow that gets mad never had been chosen. That's the difference, or he's ignorant as a billy goat one. We're bound to give thanks to God because he hath from the beginning chosen you. Now, he didn't just choose you either. He chose you unto salvation. Aren't you thankful for those in your church?
Amen.
You know why? Because you'll find them loving God and believing the book and praying and going to church and obeying God and just happy as they could do it.
Amen.
Chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. There it all is. There's God. God made a choice. God made a choice of people. And the way he brought it to pass, he set them aside. And the Holy Spirit brought them to the knowledge of Jesus Christ through the gospel. He called you by our gospel to the attaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And said, I thank God for you. Because you're not going to get caught up in that lawless deal.
Amen.
Ninety-five 95% of people that doesn't believe that God chose a people unto salvation mighty careless with the living. And I want to tell you something tonight, friends. People who really believe it are going to be careful how they live. This old thing of believing in the salvation by grace and eternal security of the believer and living like the devil, brother, it's for the birds.
Amen.
Because it isn't for God's people.
Amen.
Now then, in closing, therefore, brethren, stand fast.
Amen.
It don't sound like carelessness to me. Thank God for you, said, because he elected you. Thank God because the Holy Spirit set you aside. Isn't it wonderful to preach the Word of God, step down and give an invitation, you see God get one right back over here.
Amen. Amen.
And you go right back there and settle right down on and say, this is your night.
Amen.
Bring them out to make a profession of faith, experiment baptism, and they love God, and they love the Word of God, and they love everything about God.
Amen.
God did. The praise of God. That's what it says.
Amen.
Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the tradition of your father. As I don't believe serving God in traditions, I do traditions right. What's wrong with it?
That's right. Amen.
Because it's the Bible that God says it's a sin to serve God like the traditions of our fathers. If the traditions of our fathers were better.
Amen.
There are some traditions you don't want fools.
Amen.
And you don't want them to fool you.
That's right.
Amen. All of the appointed, ordained traditions, they're okay.
Amen.
Yourself. We should then talk with by the word. Our official, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us an everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word
and word.
Amen.
And thanks be unto God.
Amen.
I hope we can go home tonight thanking God.
Amen.
Amen.
And I believe I can.
Amen.
And where you want.
Amen.
Only praise when you pray. It all belongs to the mission prayer. Take this one to get home tonight with all these other wonderful messages about Jesus Christ. Take these and read them over and ponder them over in your heart and see if there is obedience in your heart. I tell you what, if there is, then by God's grace you'll put them into effect, each one of them, as God put them down here. I'll guarantee you that there will be peace, sweet peace, that will fill your heart and soul.
Amen.
And you'll believe on it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Say how you know, I pray.
Amen.
Well, a satisfied customer, the best thing.
Amen.
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 Try it,
we'll like
it.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God.